Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Okay, what is the deal? Why is it that it is so difficult to select a Speaker of the House? I mean, the Republicans managed just barely to win control of the House of Representatives. They get to elect a new Speaker. So why is it so difficult to actually work together, to work with your fellow Republicans, and to get somebody who can help guide the Congress of the United States in dealing with two very serious wars, in dealing with a looming budget shutdown, which doesn't help anything about the United States or doesn't help anything in our country or anyone in our country. It's a terrible situation. And they've even gotten Paul Ryan, who was Speaker of the House, and he was a very effective speaker. It's because of him. You can thank him if you're one of those millions of Americans who benefited from what is called the Trump tax cut, the tax cut that was passed during Trump's presidency. It was really designed by and then fought by in the House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan. But Speaker Ryan had something to say about putting this entire awful situation into a proper context. He was on CNBC. Listen.
I think it's important just for the world to show that our democracy is working, that it's thriving. I think what Matt Gaetz and these seven nihilists did was a total disgrace. 4% of the conference overturned the will of 96% of the conference to fire a speaker for what? Doing his job. If Matt Gaetz had his way, we would be not only in a dysfunctional Congress right now, but we'd be in a government shutdown. So I think it's disgraceful what these people did. But we have to move on. We have to elect a new speaker. We got to show that we can walk and chew gum as a country at the same time, govern, and give our allies what they need in this very, very pressing time for them.
And then there is the leading candidate for speaker right now, who is Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Very popular, particularly with the Trump wing of the party. He has a very warm relationship with President Trump, and President Trump has endorsed him as our speaker. But there are apparently at least 20 holdouts, and all it takes is four. who don't want to see Jim Jordan as speaker. Why not? Well, for one thing, at a time when the overwhelming majority of the Democrats in the House, virtually all of them, and a very solid majority of Republicans want to provide aid to Ukraine in its struggle against Russia rather than cutting them off in a savage and destructive way, Jim Jordan is not in favor of continuing the United States support for the Ukrainian struggle against a horrible Russian aggression. And the other aspect of things is Jim Jordan has also been one of those folks who has risked everything on the idea that President Trump really won the 2020 election. No wonder he gets along so well with President Trump. But here's Jim Jordan speaking, and on this, I think everybody has to agree with him. This is not controversial. This is about the need to get somebody installed as a leader of the Republicans in the Congress of the United States and as a Speaker of the House. This is clip 19.
We'll go to the floor tomorrow. It's not about pressuring anybody. It's just about we got to have a speaker. You can't open the House and do the work of the American people and help our dearest and closest friend Israel if you don't have a speaker. The only way to do this is the way the founders intended is you have the vote tomorrow. We've set it for 12 o'clock. And I feel real good about it.
Will you have more than one ballot if you don't get to 217 on the first?
We're going to elect the speaker tomorrow. That's what I think is going to happen.
Okay. The question is about getting Jim Jordan to actually reach that 217 votes, which is what he needs. There are two vacant seats in the Congress, so it's not 435 members of Congress right now. It's 433. There's been a great deal of speculation about a mystery candidate against Jim Jordan for Speaker. It could be anyone. But apparently will not be President Trump. He has already endorsed Jim Jordan. It could be somebody else from outside the Congress itself. But no one immediately suggests himself or herself. And the difficulty here is probably what they mean is that right now the acting speaker, the speaker pro tem, meaning in a temporary basis, is Patrick McHenry, who's a very good guy and a solid guy. And he is a representative from North Carolina. And it could be they are talking about the possibility that some Democrats would even cross over and vote for Patrick McHenry just to make sure that there is a Speaker of the House of Representatives who is going to help do the people's business, pass those spending bills, prevent the government shutdown, begin to deal with some of the needs of our allies abroad, like Ukraine, like Israel. This is Brian Kilmeade of Fox TV talking about the idea of maybe even getting some support from across the other side of the aisle. Clip 20.
Well, I personally didn't think you were going to be ousted, and they did that. So if they're not able to get to 217 with Jim Jordan, Democrats are beginning to seriously entertain the notion of enabling Speaker pro tempore Patrick McHenry to take over for a short period of time. Would you back that?
I appointed Patrick McHenry, because after 9/11, it was a new procedure. You want the continuity of government to work. He should already have that authority. Congress should be able to be moving forward, because a speaker doesn't change the outcome of a vote, doesn't the bills come through committees. And while we're electing a new speaker, Patrick McHenry should be able to have the continuity of government working right now. It was the Democrats who fought to keep Patrick McHenry from having the authority in the first place.
Okay, that's Kevin McCarthy, I'm fairly sure. Former speaker, his name has also come up. Bring Kevin McCarthy back. Okay, he was opposed by eight people, by Matt Gaetz and seven of his Confederates. And we didn't cover Nancy Mace, who I've said nice things about before. There's something wrong. I mean, she came in wearing a scarlet letter, she said. It's a scarlet letter A, which is part of the whole theme in the novel, The Scarlet Letter, where A stands for... I don't think she was saying that. She was saying she was being treated as some kind of outcast because she was one of those people who voted to get rid of Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. Steve Womack, who's a Republican of Arkansas, also raised the possibility that the House GOP could even work with Democrats to get a speaker. Would the Democrats really consider something like that to bail the GOP out of trouble? Dana Milbank is a nationally syndicated op-ed columnist for the Washington Post who provides political commentary on various TV outlets and has written a very, very amusing column about this breakdown and chaos in the House of Representatives. Is it really a goat rodeo? What is a goat rodeo? We will get to that and more with Dana Milbank of the Washington Post.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. We'll be right back.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
And on the Michael Medved Show, do you know what a goat rodeo is? I'm not sure I knew what a goat rodeo was before I read Dana Milbank's new column. It appears with the headline, Scalise's Speaker Fight Turns Republican House into a Goat Rodeo. Dana Milbank is a nationally syndicated op-ed columnist for The Washington Post. He's also one of the wittiest observers around about the foibles of our national legislature. He provides political commentary for various TV outlets, and he's the author of three books on politics, including the national bestseller, Homo Politicus. And, okay, first question first, Dana. First of all, thank you for joining us on the show. Second, what exactly is a goat rodeo?
Well, Michael, it's great to be with you. I believe a goat rodeo is a close cousin of a dumpster fire. But I thought this would be, I gather, you know, it's particularly hard to lasso and, indeed ride, a goat, but, that does seem to be pretty apt to describe what's been going on in these Republican conference meetings. And that was even before, Harriet Hageman, from Wyoming, who ousted, Liz Cheney. She actually went into the caucus meeting carrying a lasso. So that sort of sealed the deal for me. And that's, you know, that's, I mean, it has been quite intriguing and amusing watching them try to herd their fellow Republicans behind somebody, anybody.
Well, you have, this is one of the great openings of all time for an opinion piece. You begin war in Israel, war in Ukraine, the federal government shutting down in 35 days. These are uncertain times, but there is one eternal truth, one unwavering constant to steady us when all else is in flux. Every time the House Republican majority tries to govern, it's guaranteed to turn into a goat rodeo. Now, I understand, I looked this up actually, in handy Wikipedia, apparently a goat rodeo, they actually have goat rodeos, and it's like people who are clowns, who instead of riding a Brahma bull are trying to ride a goat, things like that. Speaking of clowns, have you heard this report that there is some mystery candidate who's going to challenge Jim Jordan on the floor tomorrow?
You know, yeah, and, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, just on Friday, Austin Scott from Texas, you know, he said, he had no interest in being Speaker of the House. He said he woke up that morning without any intention of running for Speaker of the House. And then he runs for Speaker of the House, and, you know, lo and behold, he gets like 80 votes, which shows you that a lot of people have some serious misgivings about Jim Jordan, and for, you know, very good reasons, you know, including January 6th and the fact that the man actually hasn't gotten one piece of legislation in 16 years enacted into law. But, you know, the difference between sort of the establishment Republicans, the moderates, if you want to call them that, and the hardliners is that, you know, the moderates, the establishment folks, they're going to make a ruckus. And they're going to say how they're going to oppose Jim Jordan. But every time they buckle, they fold every single time. And that's been the one consistent pattern through this Congress. So and since Jim Jordan has, you know, the support of Fox News, the support of the right wing, I can't imagine that these guys aren't going to buckle again.
And that Jim Jordan will be the next speaker.
Yes, and then we enter into a whole new season of the Goat Rodeo because, you know, then you have a guy whose, you know, whole career has been burning things down who is actually going to be trying to govern. Now, I suppose you could take a benign look at that and say, well, maybe, you know, he'll be in a position of strength and he'll be able to whip the other hardliners into line, either that or he will just govern like a crazy person. So I guess we're going to find out.
Governing like a crazy person, the overwhelming majority of the Democratic caucus is in favor of aid to Ukraine. A majority of the mm-hmm. Republican conference is in favor of aid to Ukraine. Jim mm-hmm. Jordan is not. Could he, as Speaker, effectively cut off the effort to supply Ukraine with the ammunition and the equipment that they need right now?
Well,
he can certainly make it a lot harder. And, you know, getting anything done in this Congress right now is already pretty difficult. So, yeah, he certainly can, you know, look, there are all kinds of ways to, you know, with motions to recommit and discharge petitions that they can get things on the floor. Because, of course, there is a majority in the House among Democrats and Republicans in favor of supporting Ukraine. So, you know, it certainly can happen, but everything's going to be a whole lot more difficult now. I mean, just think about, this is the equivalent of the Democrats installing a member of the squad as Speaker of the House. So just imagine what that would be like. And then this is what they are now, the Republicans are now deciding to do. They are putting the most extreme elements, you know, the hardliners are actually, in fact, the new establishment now.
And what about helping Trump proceed to the nomination and the general election? Jim Jordan, I think of all of the, I mean, including Kevin McCarthy, he's somebody who's never said a critical word about Trump, as far as I can gather. Is that true?
Jordan, no, certainly not. I mean, you know, a week after the insurrection on January 6th, Jordan got the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump, you know, in part for his gallant performance during the insurrection and, you know, for the Russia witch hunt and the collusion hoax and everything else. So, no, I think a lot of the Jim Jordan speakership will be about trying to defund Jack Smith and the FBI. You know, going after the Justice Department. I mean, this is Mr. Weaponization of the federal government.
And the pending impeachment of President Biden, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think those things were going to proceed regardless. You know, if it were, you know, if Kevin McCarthy were staying there, he had, in effect, surrendered to the right anyway. So these things were going to happen. And, you know, people will say, well, why didn't the Democrats rescue Kevin McCarthy if they're going to, you know, only to wind up with Jim Jordan? All these things were happening under Kevin McCarthy. So I think it's now it's at least a little bit more truth in labeling. So you actually have an election denier running this Republican House.
Let's hope that there is another surprise or a new candidate or some alternative to the dire picture that you paint, but you paint it so entertainingly. Dana Milbank, this column is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, a very upset Donald Trump goes off on a new video he has cut. We'll give you a listen. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
He will not vote as an effective check on the expansion.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. With the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas, a ground invasion of Gaza seems increasingly likely. Meanwhile, Gaza is grappling with severe shortages of essentials like clean water, food, and medical supplies. The death toll has surpassed 4,100, including at least 30 Americans. The chairman of Ford is urging the United Auto Workers to come to an agreement and end their contentious negotiations.
We've offered a record contract, which would make our UAW employees among the best paid manufacturing workers in the world.
Today, Bill Ford cautioned that the ongoing strike poses a significant threat to the future of both his company and the broader American automotive industry. Week 6 of the NFL season wraps up with the Chargers facing off against the Cowboys. The Chargers at 2-2, while the Cowboys at 3-2. John Schaefer, USA News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved show, President Trump, in one of his many pending indictments, has been gagged in the Daily Mail. You put the word gagged in capitals, all caps, just as Trump would in one of his social media posts. But Donald Trump is gagged in January 6th case. Judge Chutkan tells ex-president he can't attack witnesses, court staff, or Jack Smith and his family after he repeatedly called him deranged. Now, wait. This is President Trump calling Jack Smith deranged. And part of what happened here in court is that last night, and I can't believe it was last night, with everything that's going on in the world and this unspeakable tragedy in the Middle East and the difficulties with the situation in Ukraine and rolling on to a potential government shutdown and a breakdown in our Congress and et cetera, which we've talked about. At 11:30 last night, the president did a couple of eloquent paragraphs on social media on his Truth Social account, but he also posted a video rant, which tended to focus not on Democrats or even prosecutors, but on fellow Republicans he doesn't like anymore. This is clip 22.
Instead of losing by 57 to 70 points, are getting together with Rhino Paul Ryan, Mitt the Loser Romney, Bill No Guts or No Talent Barr, and some broken political investors that will soon come to me, as most others already have. These failed candidates should have started by campaigning effectively, which they didn't because they really don't have the skill or the talent to do so. Romney, who today couldn't get elected dog catcher in the great state of Utah, should have beaten an absolutely failed first-term Obama, should have beaten him very easily, if he and Rhino Paul fought as hard against Obama as they do against President Donald J. Trump, they would never have lost. They would have beaten Obama. But remember, Republicans eat their young. They really do. They eat their young. Terrible statement, but it's true. And that's the problem with so many in our party. They just don't have the loyalty and the strength to stick together. They go after people who are on their side rather than the radical left Democrats that are destroying our country. These people are losers, and the Republican nation must stop following their failed ideas and policies.
Okay, he brings up here Mitt Romney. Do you remember that Trump met with Mitt Romney several times before he took the oath of office and became the 45th president of the United States? And he was considering Mitt Romney for Secretary of State. Remember that? They had dinner together at Trump Tower, I think twice. And, of course, he worked closely with Paul Ryan. He had to get that tax cut through. Trump also posted last night, again in the middle of the night, "Tomorrow is a big day for democracy. A leaking, crooked, and deranged prosecutor, Jack Smith, who has a terrible record of failure, is asking a highly partisan Obama-appointed judge, Tanya Chutkan, who should recuse herself based on the horrible things she has said, to silence me through the use of a powerful gag order," all in caps, "making it impossible for me to criticize those who are doing the silencing, namely crooked Joe Biden and his corrupt and weaponized DOJ and FBI. They want to take away my First Amendment rights." By the way, it sounds like he's pretty free in criticizing people he doesn't like. "They want to take away my First Amendment rights and my ability to both campaign and defend myself." In other words, they want to cheat and interfere in the 2024 presidential election. "Nothing like this has ever happened in our country before. It is strictly banana republic kind of stuff. These political hacks and thugs are destroying our country. Let's see what happens on Monday in Judge Chutkan's courtroom. Will America survive or not? I'll be campaigning in the great state of Iowa, where I'm leading by 50 points. Well, they already met in Judge Chutkan's courtroom, and America seems to have survived. She described the outlines of her partial gag order in court after bringing up Trump's public blasts at Bill Barr, General Mark Milley, who he said had committed treason, at herself, and at the rat-infested Washington, D.C., where he will be tried. Judge Chutkan said while announcing her order, "I can't imagine any other criminal case where a defendant is allowed to call a prosecutor deranged or a thug. Trump's position as candidate in a political campaign, quote, does not give him carte blanche to vilify or implicitly encourage violence on public servants simply doing their job," the judge said. Describing her order after a sometimes heated hearing, Chutkan called out Trump's posts, calling special counsel Jack Smith, who brought the indictment against him, a thug and deranged. As she noted during the hearing, Trump attacked Smith again just last night. And Bob Barr also, she asked a hypothetical question, asking whether it would be permitted to say that Bob Barr had committed many acts of disloyalty and treason. Why? Because treason is a death penalty and it could endanger him. There's also this new clip from Trump campaigning in Iowa. Listen.
It used to be that was a wonderful thing. Today you take heat. We'll turn that around. Just like I said years ago, we're going to turn Christmas around. Remember, the department stores weren't, they refused to use the word Christmas. They wouldn't say Merry Christmas. They'd say Happy New Year. They'd have red. They'd have everything perfect. I said, where's Christmas? And by the time we finished, they all had Christmas up there.
Uh-huh. And historically, is that you notice the difference? Have they gone back? Have they attacked Christmas again now that Biden is president of the United States, or he's not really president of the United States? With all of this going on, Jake Tapper seemed to be amused where Nikki Haley was blaming Biden for the GOP speaker fight. This is clip 13.
Republican Congressman Austin Scott said the chaos, quote, makes us look like a bunch of idiots, unquote. Is he right?
Well, I'll tell you what's right is under the Biden administration, we've seen chaos with inflation
and
the fact that people
You can't blame that on Biden. You can't blame this on Biden.
No, you can't. Well, you have to let me finish.
Okay.
We have seen chaos with inflation. We've seen chaos with the lack of transparency in education. We've seen chaos on the border. We've seen chaos with crime on the streets. And now we're seeing chaos around the world. What I'm saying is, you can't fix Democrat chaos with Republican chaos. They need to get it together. They need to get in a room and figure out who this is going to be and come out unified. That's what Republicans need to do. This is not a good look. This is not good for our country. We saw what happened to Israel when they were distracted. America looks so distracted right now. When America's distracted, the world is less safe. We can't sit there and act like this is September 10th. We better get it together and remember what it felt like September 12th, because we've got a lot of threats around us and a lot of chaos around us, and we need some strength, we need some stability, and again, I'll say we need a new generational leader to right this ship.
To right this ship, she said. I was worried about the last word she used in that sentence. But again, Jake Tapper let her go forward, and she's always effective. Coming up, Saturday Night Live is back in business, and they opened on an appropriately somber note. We'll play you some of what it sounded like coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
Your champions for free market reform in Washington State. Washington Policy Center at their annual dinner event October 13th featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race.
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race.
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, John Bolton has been a crucial foreign policy advisor to both of the last two Republican presidents of the United States, both to George W. Bush and to Donald J. Trump. So where is he on how to handle Iran and Israel and Ukraine? We'll talk to him about it tomorrow on the Medved Show. Meanwhile, over the weekend, Saturday Night Live came back with its season premiere. And, of course, they do sometimes manage to capture the spirit of a moment in history. And I think they, to some extent, did it again last night. They began in a cold open with Pete Davidson, normal member of the cast, former member of the cast in Saturday Night Live. He opened up with a true story about his dad. Listen, it's clip 16.
This week we saw the horrible images and stories from Israel and Gaza. And I know what you're thinking. Who better to comment on it than Pete Davidson? Well, in a lot of ways, I am a good person to talk about it because when I was 7 years old, my dad was killed in a terrorist attack. So I know something about what that's like.
9/11.
I saw so many terrible pictures this week of children suffering, Israeli children and Palestinian children. And it took me back to a really horrible, horrible place. And, you know, no one in this world deserves to suffer like that, you know, especially not kids, you know. After my dad died, my mom tried pretty much everything she could do to cheer me up. I remember one day when I was 8, she got me what she thought was a Disney movie, but it was actually the Eddie Murphy stand-up special, Delirious. And we played it in the car on the way home, and when she heard the things Eddie Murphy was saying, she tried to take it away. But then she noticed something. For the first time in a long time, I was laughing again. I don't understand it. I really don't, and I never will, but sometimes comedy is really the only way forward through tragedy. You know, my heart is with everyone whose lives have been destroyed this week. But tonight I'm going to do what I've always done in the face of tragedy, and that's try to be funny. Remember, I said try. And live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Later on SNL, they had Colin Jost, and that's their phony news broadcaster. It's not phony. I mean, usually the news stories they talk about are real. And here's Colin Jost talking about one of the more controversial comments of the week just passed, clip 7.
Even world leaders who could be making it better are making it worse. For example, former President Trump went out of his way to praise the terrorist group Hezbollah, calling them, quote, very smart. Though in Trump's defense, he thinks Hezbollah is the genie from Aladdin.
Okay, and by the way, it's not Saturday Night Live who are the only ones to speak about that particular comment by President Trump. His very strong supporter and close friend, I guess, Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, was on Meet the Press, and this is clip 21. Senator Graham had this to say about that comment about how smart Hezbollah is. Listen.
The GOP frontrunner, someone you support, former President Trump, he praised Hezbollah as, quote, very smart. Israel's communication minister called that language shameful. Do you agree? Is that shameful language, Senator?
Yeah, that was a huge mistake. If I were President Trump, I'd talk about being the strongest president for Israel in modern times. He issued a statement 2 days ago, I stand with Bibi, I stand with Israel. Yeah, it was a mistake. He's on the right track. But when, you know, Biden administration's border policies are failing and their policies,
Senator,
against Iran are failing.
Senator?
Yes. Then Senator Graham did speak about his own phone call with Israeli and Saudi officials. This is clip 17.
Yeah, I will be going to Saudi Arabia and Israel in the coming days with a group of senators. The drive to peace and normalization between Saudi Arabia and Israel continues. There's a desire by both parties to move forward in this effort to normalize relationships. Israel is talking about humanitarian aid. They're going to turn the water on in the south. They're urging the Egyptians to let people from Gaza go into the Sinai. I just got a message from Cindy Bencain, the head of the World Food Program. They're in dire straits. So here's my message to our friends in Egypt. Open up. Allow Gaza residents to go into the Sinai, to the international community. We have to help. To our friends in Israel, you need the time and space to destroy Hamas. All Palestinians are not the same. If Hamas is destroyed, Israel is safer, and the pathway to peace between the Palestinians and the world is wider. So I start this morning somewhat optimistic that Iran's goal to destroy the peace process between Israel and Saudi Arabia will fail.
Encouraging, also encouraging is the fact that Mitt Romney was just insulted by President Trump, of course, and Chuck Schumer, the majority leader in the Senate, and Bill Cassidy, Republican senator from Louisiana, Mark Kelly, a Democrat from Arizona, and Jackie Rosen, a Democrat from Nevada, they all arrived in Tel Aviv with the intent of discussing an assistance package with top-ranking Israeli officials. Even if the House needs a speaker before they can discuss it, at least the Senate is talking about it. Speaking about the Senate talking about matters of import, there is a new movie with Jamie Foxx and Tommy Lee Jones that is shockingly good. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Jamie Foxx delivers a flat-out wonderful performance in a true story about a flamboyant lawyer who's won a national reputation for courtroom success in The Burial. Now streaming on Prime Video.
Litigation is war. It's a battle.
Mr. Gary hasn't lost a case in over 12 years.
You suggesting I hire this guy as one of my lawyers?
That's Tommy Lee Jones as a character who owns a number of funeral homes in Mississippi, but wants to challenge the big malevolent corporation that's trying to take them over. Journey Smollett is also strong as the suave opponent in this courtroom battle, which plays out with crackling intensity, sharp humor, and real emotion. The only problem with the movie? Its ill-conceived title for a terrific big film that never even shows a funeral. Rated R entirely for salty language. 4 stars for the poorly named but wonderfully crafted The Burial. Almost certainly one of the best films of 2023. And yes, it is for adults. I mean, kids would find it a little bit complicated to follow because some of the courtroom drama, well, you don't have to have gone to law school at all. I mean, the movie actually provides you with some background on how the legal system works or doesn't, not to give away the ending. The movie The Burial, it's probably going to end up as one of the very best of the year. Coming up tomorrow, we'll deal with another melodrama that isn't so great. The Kamala Harris problem. Few people seem to think she's ready to be president. Now, why is that? The Atlantic asks. We'll give you answers. And we'll get answers from John Bolton, the former ambassador to the UN, the former security advisor to President Trump on Iran and Israel and Ukraine and balancing America's role in the world with our needs here at home. Speaking of balancing the role in the world, yes, I think most people would agree, historians do certainly, that America made some serious mistakes after 9/11. George Packer writes a piece about how Israel can avoid them. Comparisons between 10/7 and 9/11 might lead to unexpected places. We'll talk about that. And Reason Magazine, which is actually associated with a minor party. Much of the leadership behind Reason is involved with the Libertarian Party. They say third-party candidates shouldn't get their hopes not up. If Joe Manchin or Larry Hogan thinks that he'll be elected on a no-labels ticket, well, he could be looking at some serious disappointment here in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do. But on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.